Next is a progress note on Teresa Simon, S-I-M-O-N. New paragraph. Well, the date was June 2nd, 2022. The place was Maple Place. New paragraph. Chief complaint. I was asked to review Mrs. Simon in view of her history of... bipolar disorder, as well as diabetes, and it's also noted that her sister passed away yesterday, period. New paragraph history. Mrs. Melchert was out with her husband today, period. She came back in the late afternoon, period. She did note that her sister passed away, but she seems to be handling that fairly well, period. It was a gradual decline that she had, and so it didn't seem like it was a traumatic cause, but nevertheless, there was a funeral, period. New paragraph, it's also noted that her blood sugars are elevated, and many are in the 200s, period. I see no low ones, and there's no and she admits to some thirst and polyuria, period. She's on gabapentin for neuropathy and also metformin 500 milligrams daily and Trulicity at 1.5 milligrams weekly, period. However, the sugars are still not fully controlled, period. Review of systems is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain, period. If I said heart failure, please admit that she doesn't have heart failure, period. She has hypothyroidism, which is treated, and she has neuropathy, period. On examination, she was not acutely distressed or... ill-appearing. Head and neck was unremarkable. Ears were normal. Inspection, oral mucosa normal. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal. This one is two. No gout, no murmur. Abdomen not tender. Chained abdomen, a slight tenderness diffusely, but it's soft. Without palpable organomegaly, period. CNS gait was stable without any problems, period. Vitals, blood pressure 130, over 78, pulse 77, temperature 98.1, O2 saturation 96%. New paragraph assessment on plan 1, Mrs. Simon has diabetes mellitus and sugars remain up in spite of the current dose of metformin and Trulicity, and I will increase the Trulicity to 3 milligrams weekly, period. She may continue gabapentin. 300 milligrams twice a day and 600 milligrams at bedtime for the neuropathy period. For bipolar disorder, I'll continue the Seroquel 50 milligrams twice a day plus the Lamictal 100 milligrams twice a day plus the Olanzapine 5 milligrams daily period. Is Ativan available if needed for anxiety period? She seems to be stable from the bipolar standpoint in the current assisted living environment with a structure. As when she left the facility at home, she quickly decompensated, period. New paragraph, overall, continue the current plan. But she also has gastroesophageal reflux symptoms and gas, and they will start Prilosec 20 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Hmm.